Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Happy Memorial Day, happy Missions Monday, and I just want to say we're so thankful for the freedom that we have here in the United States, and we pray over the families even now of those who have lost loved ones, and we remember those who have given their lives so that we might be free. Our memory verse is from John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. All right, we're going to say it again. I'm going to say it slowly, and then you repeat the passage after me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Our scripture passages that we'll read together today are from Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25, and we'll be in Proverbs 26 today, verses 18 and 19, beginning with the Gospel of Matthew. This is the passage about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then Jesus went with his disciples to the place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him. He began to be sad and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sad. I feel close to death. Stay here. Keep watch with me." He went a little farther. Then he fell with his face to the ground. He prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering away from me. But let what you want be done, not what I want." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray. Then you won't fall into sin when you are tempted. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Jesus went away a second time. He prayed, "My Father, is it possible for this cup to be taken away? But if I must drink it, may what you want be done." Then he came back. Again he found them sleeping. They couldn't keep their eyes open. So he left them and went away once more. For the third time he prayed the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. The Son of Man is about to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Here comes the one who is handing me over to them." This passage reminds us of Jesus' deep sorrow and earnest prayer in Gethsemane, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me. But, as it says in another version, not what I will, but what you will." He prayed that 3 times, and each time he came back and the disciples were sleeping. I tend to identify with the disciples. I am quick to sleep and slow to pray, whereas I need to be quick to pray and slow to sleep sometimes. Let's move on over to the Gospel of Luke now. We're getting into the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. Remember yesterday we talked about how Luke was giving us an orderly account. And so he's going to begin with the story of Jesus' cousin John, who was born to Elizabeth and Zechariah. In the time of Herod, the king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. He belonged to the priestly group of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also from the family line of Aaron. Both of them did what was right in the sight of God. They obeyed all the Lord's commands and rules faithfully. But they had no children because Elizabeth was not able to have any, and they were both very old. One day, Zechariah's group was on duty. He was serving as a priest in God's temple. He was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priest. He was chosen to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. The time came for this to be done. All who had gathered to worship were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah. The angel was standing at the right side of the incense altar. When Zechariah saw him, he was amazed and terrified. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will have a child. It will be a boy, and you must call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you. His birth will make many people very glad. He will be important in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or other fermented drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many people in Israel to the Lord their God. And he will prepare the way for the Lord. He will go on ahead of the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. He will turn the hearts of parents to their children, and he will make those who disobey understand how to do what is right. In this way, he will make a people ready for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is old too." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I serve God. I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent. You will not be able to speak until after John is born. That's because you did not believe my words. They will come true at the time God has chosen." During that time, the people were waiting for Zechariah. They were wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple. He kept making signs to them, but he still could not speak. When his time of service was over, he returned home. After that, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. She stayed at home for 5 months. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has been kind to me. He has taken away my shame among the people." Did you notice what was said about John the Baptist and what he would do for the Lord? Look at verse 17 again. "He will prepare the way for the Lord. He will go on ahead of the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah. He will turn hearts of parents to their children, and he will make those who disobey understand how to do what is right. John has a powerful role before Jesus is born." Another thing I noticed was Zechariah. His doubt led to something. What was it? Temporary silence. He couldn't talk. So when he comes out of the temple, I can only imagine the people asking him, Why'd you stay in there so long? And he tries to speak, but nothing will come out of his mouth. The angel proclaimed, "Because you did not believe, you're going to be silent until the day when John is born." Can't wait to read that with you in a few days. Our final passage is Proverbs 26, 18 and 19. "Suppose a crazy person shoots flaming arrows that can kill. A person who tells lies and says, 'I was only joking,' is just like that person." I'm going to read it for you again so that it can soak in. "Suppose a crazy person shoots flaming arrows that can kill." Do you have that image in your mind? Someone just shooting these flames everywhere. recklessly. Verse 19, a person who tells lies and says, I was only joking, is just like that person. Proverbs often reminds us of the power of the tongue, and we should not make jokes at other people's expense or use joking or sarcasm as a means to cover up our lies and our deceitful tongue. It's a challenging word for us on this Missions Monday. Yesterday in our services, we had with us special guests. We had Dr. Eli Haddad and Dr. Wissam Nasrallah, I'm not sure if I said his last name correctly, from the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary with us. This seminary was founded in 1960, and it's on the hills overlooking Beirut, and it serves to equip servant leaders for the ministry challenges arising in the Middle East and North Africa. So through theological training and apologetics, communication, pastoral care, and other forms of study, the people of Arab Baptist Theological Seminary are being trained to serve the church and be on mission for the Lord. And so we want to pray for Dr. Haddad and Dr. Nasrallah, and also for Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you on this day for those who have given of themselves and paid the price so that we might flourish as a nation. We pray for the families and friends and co-service members of those who have fallen. We ask, Lord, your watch care over their minds and hearts today. And as they grieve, help us, Lord, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary and our partners in ministry there. We pray, Lord, that you would protect them as you protected the first disciples, and that they would be one with others in that region who are seeking to help the world know Christ, and that we would be one with them, and that you would give us a heart for their ministry as well. Bless and keep them and those who they train as they go out to share your love with others. Help us to be conduits of your love and grace today. Help us to believe you, and help us to believe in the seemingly impossible, because nothing is impossible for you, God. We love you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.